professional athletes in India don't do.
Okay.
Maybe let's just put it that way, because I think that there is a structure. I mean, I feel sorry for a lot of Indian athletes, to be very honest. There is a system in place wherever you go around the world. Every sport and every country has a system in place for that particular sport. So people don't really have to go a lot far away, you know. This is just to trust the system. Trust the people that are being deputed by the government or the sports body that that particular country has. But unfortunately in India there is this, I wouldn't say it's the common man's fault, honestly. I just think people are not equipped enough to provide the service. And I mean, tomorrow I would teach my kids or teach the next generation the same thing. You go, it doesn't have to be necessarily cricket. It can be a maths tuition, it can be a physics tuition, it can be anything. The first question a parent of a child needs to ask is if the coach or the tutor is qualified enough to be a coach or a tutor. So if this question is not being raised, then you're basically leaving your kid's future in the hands of somebody who has no sort of accountability. Indians don't ask for accountability, and I think accountability is a very, very important factor. And if you go to, let's just say a coach cannot promise a result in this particular scenario. You can definitely not promise a result as far as a skilled sport is concerned. But what you can offer is a program, a roadmap. If somebody, most of the coaching in India happens, I don't know about the rest of the world, as far as cricket is concerned, that's my only first-hand experience. They can't offer a solution. They can't offer a certain package and say, this is what I'm going to do with your kid for the next 1 year, and this is where I'm looking to get him or her, or whatever it is. So that's my whole issue with this thing. And it's not about being analytical. I think this is just common sense. And somewhere down the line, common sense is perceived as overthinking. So I don't know where that happens, but I just think there's a whole lot of common sense coming from a person who's been educated in a good school and a college.